If you look in the back of your cable box, your HD cable box, you will see a FireWire port there.
Yeah.
It looks like a FireWire port because it is a FireWire port.
Doesn't do anything.
Oh, yes, it does.
What?
There was in 2004, from 2004 afterward, makers of high-def cable boxes are required to include a FireWire port that allows people to record TV shows in a digital format. This preserves the VHS sort of functions of analog television, where you can just, if you want to record Dave and keep it, you can put a cassette in. So that's exactly what that port is, although the cable companies don't really want to tell you about that. So if you connect a FireWire cable to that and whatever sort of mojo you need to hook it up to your Thunderbolt thing, you can actually record anything that's going on your cable box there. This is last night's Letterman show, recorded, not converted from analog to digital, the pure 1080 HD digital screen.
With
no conversion whatsoever.
I do not think this is widely known at all.
And it works. There's also communication. So all you need is whatever cable you need to get it done. And it cost me all of $35 to get the right adapter and a free app called Fire Record that hasn't been updated in several years, but it works. And what it does multiple things for you. The simplest thing that it does for you is you just, whatever's coming, whatever your cable box is playing, if it's an unprotected channel, it will just simply record whatever it's spitting out into an MPEG-2 file. It can also actually control your cable box. So you can actually tell it, please tune in to CBS at 11:35 p.m. and record for 1 hour and then stop recording and attach it to a file.
It only does live, right? You can't take something you've DVR'd, or you can't.
No, this is the function of this is to make sure that people don't get cheated out of the normal functions of an analog VCR. So this morning, I asked myself the same question. If you have stuff that you've DVR'd, you can just simply start an instant recording, essentially just push the record button on this app, and then start playing something that you recorded like a month ago.
Sure.
And you can capture all of that then in full HD.
The MPEG-2. Now,
it's MPEG-2, so you need a VLC, the free video player, to play it. What I do instead is that I simply convert that file using a Handbrake and convert it to just a basic MP4. And now you can use it in iTunes. You can sync it to your iPad. You can edit it. I really was interested in this because now that Letterman is on his way out and maybe Craig Ferguson too, I want to start like recording shows that I don't want to lose.
He's on the block.
Yep. Well, without getting into a rat hole, he was turned. The CBS decided to, instead of making him the host of the Late Show, to pay him the millions of dollars that contractually he's obligated to get if he's not offered the Late Show. So that leaves a question of: A, are they interested in keeping him as the host of 12:30, and or will Craig be interested in keeping on as the host of the 12:30 show? But this is something I've been missing for years and years and years, ever since the digital changeover, that sometimes there's a program you like so much you just want to keep it and be able to watch it again and again. And don't think that this is limited just to broadcast channels. I was recording it will depend on your cable lineup. Any channel that they have not scrambled or not put DRM on, it can record. So I recorded a DVR'd show from a month ago that I recorded off the Discovery Channel. National Geographic Channel recorded just fine. Unfortunately, I don't think it works with Turner Classic Movies on my cable lineup. But believe me, I'm about to systematically test every single channel.
So if it's encrypted, if it's a like HBO, you cannot do this.
Right. It will record an hour of stuff, but then it will not play because there'll be a mojo on the signal that says, oh, by the way, this is protected, so don't let this guy.
I think that almost everything on my cable box, Comcast protects everything.
Well, it's broadcast channels are definitely not going to be locked because they're not allowed to lock up those channels. You're supposed to be able to just plug your cable. If you're subscribing to cable, you're supposed to be able to. If you have a cable in your house, you're supposed to be able to just plug that into the back of a TV with a digital tuner and be able to get your local broadcast channels. But as I found out and was a little bit surprised to find out with pleasure, there are plenty of commercial channels on your cable box that are at least on my system that are unlocked and fully recordable.
Wow.
I've got half of my DVR hard drive tied up with stuff that I want to keep. And some of that stuff's been on there for about a year waiting for me to like I think I'm going to hook up my DVD recorder to the analog channels and just bank up a copy on it. And now I'm just going to, buying a hard drive to make sure I can keep these like 10 hours, 20, 30 hours of HDTV. Wow. It is absolutely brilliant. It works just great. The worst thing that I can tell you is that once or twice, FireRecord has lost its connection to the cable box, in which case you quit, you relaunch, and it works just fine. It really is as simple as I'm making it sound. But-